Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Tes Zayin, the second half of the Siman regarding Tzeda and then the related halacha of really not to be Meshavshef Harek, which becomes related because of the similar Seifim. Sifyut Beis, on the bottom of page 258. Chayev Oyv Shabashusa, a wild animal and birds that are in his domain. Mutl Tzudan, he's allowed to trap them. Vuhu, and that is as we continue to have Kuflam Meshalayim Roidu. As long as they didn't rebel. But if they're rebellious, also tops them, you know, catch them. I feel the even the courtyard. If the courtyard is large, that if they didn't grow up amongst people, that they would need to be trapped. Some say the now trap a wild animal and bird in his domain. And if Sadan, if he traps them, potter is exempt. That's the Gres Alchas. Says the Mishbrua Sif Katan Nun Beis. Chayva Oiv Shabashusai. So, Kail, this includes Komini Balachayim, all types of living creatures. Shidikilim Babesai, Vinas Babesai, they domesticated them as they grew up in this house. So, all these types of animals, Sif Katan Nun Gimel. Mutta Bahulu, you're allowed to trap them. I know that is Afilabachutz, even on the outside. But Tam, the reason is Kimishim Bene Tarb is Rodal Babai. Since they're domesticated and they're accustomed in the house, and therefore by default they're going to return to the house in the evening. With Nechot Tavsin, it's easy to catch them, which that's what the Sharatin Pebe says. It's obvious from the Gemara Beit Achobdalad and other Paiskim that were, for this reason, are called Seder. However, in the Rush, in the first Sharatin, he says because Tolubim is a nice Nalecha, because it depends on, because their food is on you. So either because it's easy to catch them, or because they have to get food from you. But either way, it continues the Mishmur L'chein. Therefore, Av Kishiyotim and Abayas. Even when they leave from the house, they didn't get the Tzedivayt, and they're still like, they're like automatically, intrinsically trapped. L'eshach B'm Tzedin, but trapping doesn't apply to them. Sivkot Nandal. So the boy said, you let a Tzedin to trap them. We'll vouch later, be Adai, as long as you don't take it with by hand. Shekol B'alechayim and Muktzim, because all living creatures are Muktza. Eloroi Devoisim, rather you chase them, and Shekot Slomakim Tzar, until you bring them into a narrow area, you have an elbow for them, and then you close in front of them. So, as the Mechaber continues, as long as they don't rebel. But if they're rebellious, then you're not allowed to snatch them, even the courtyard. Sivkat nun hey, if the courtyard is gadol, is big. Aval mechatz akat, but if the courtyard is small, the balavachim zikhlam mitzayd, that anyways, you don't need to have a trap. Aval es rabbanon, like there's not even going to be isin de rabbanon, which sharatin is paid al potan, paid al garden birds. You obviously have to have that it also has a roof, because they're also obviously they can fly away. Sivkatan nun vav, because she'im v'chulu, because if it had not grown up amongst people, then it would need a trap. Haina that is she'achshav shenis galav ben anashim, now that it grew up amongst men. In tzichlem mitzayd, you don't have to have a trap. Kivoy ma'atzman leveisam la'ev, because they're going to come on their own to the house in the evening. V'kamakam ove kivit she'murder, since they rebelled. V'einoch l'tavsam, and it's not easy to catch them. V'chatzar gadol, and the courtyard is large. Because you can't say this, so it looks like a trapping, and also, and therefore, at least rabbinically, it's going to be forbidden. Sivkat and Nun Zayin. The Rama brought a Yesh Aimrim that say the Aser that is forbidden should to trap Chayev Oif that's in his Rishus, and says the Mishnah Berurah, that is Kshem Bachutz when they're on the outside, Oy Bifnim, or even on the inside of a Vayis Gadol in a large house. Sheyesh Beishird say that it has the measurement of trapping, which the Sharatin Leis Pevav says to look at the Be'alacha and give a Maschil. The Yesh Aimrim Bechul. Now, says Mishbur further, what does that mean, the Sheer Tzay? You can't catch it in one jump. Like we said in the beginning, that's the Sheer of Tzaydah. Rule like this, Yesh Aimrim Abder Abba. Now, if the birds go outside, he's concerned that they shouldn't steal them. After even though it's forbidden for him to catch them himself with his hands, if young children saw nice and trapped him, in you don't have to protest regarding what they're doing. Gam the mutalemalin Yehudish Yatzalaisim, he's also allowed to tell a non Jew to go and trap them. It's a rabbinic isser, which this whole thing is rabbinic, like we're saying, and telling a non Jew is rabbinic isser. King Kazav Chayadim, that's Chayadim says, in the Makam of Hefsid, you'd be allowed to tell them. Because the way to write further, the mutalamud b'fnei oif shal yibrich, let it stand in front of the bird that it shouldn't run away. Then automatically it will go back to the house. You'll to push the bird from behind that it should enter into the house. If the house is large, you won't be able to catch it with one step. Then God said, that's not a full-fledged trapping. In the Chayadim, he writes, If the norm of that bird is that it doesn't slip away from the hand. Like some people have here in this development, they have chickens. It automatically sits down when you want to catch it. You don't have to run after it. There, there's no problem about trapping according to everyone. It was already a custom in the house. And you let it and make it enter through pushing or even to chase into a small house, which people here have that chicken coop. And therefore it says, you can be lenient. Moreover, Shatzin Pezayin says, look over there, that he proves rise, and there in his Nishmas Adam, like his words, and he says, I was soysim like him, the Kadina, because the Vilna Goyin is inclined also to be lenient by a boss of a town, the Goyin, also with this case of chickens to be, or geese to be lenient. Sivkat Nun Chaz. So he said that the Hashem said that it's forbidden to trap Chayiv O'Ifshah B'Shusay. According to this, one has to be careful not to bring in the birds on Shabbos from the house, which where there it's big and it's really lacking, it's not trapped yet. Don't take it from the house to their chicken coop, because there the area is narrow. We could say that's called full fledged trapping. Now, if he's intending to bring the chicken, they shouldn't harm. Ruin the house, they're going to make all over, whatever. Maybe it could be lenient. And he says, if there were new birds, he just got them Friday, went to the farm, it's not accustomed yet to your house. Then in all cases, it's going to be forbidden. Even if they go on their own to the chicken, you're not allowed to close the door of the chicken with name in front of them, because that would be considered, say, the Gemur, because they're not yet accustomed to being in the house.
Yeah, the maskul looked tough. Some he said, if they rebel, then you're not allowed to snatch them, even in the courtyard. So the Berlach is not necessarily tough. Some because even if they don't rebel, you're not allowed to grab a hold of them because the muktzah, as we said in Simchon Ches. What it means to say is to trap them to bring them into a narrow area where they're going to be trapped and they're going to stay and they're going to be ready to be caught. Also, you could say that this latavsam, what it means to say is that to push them by their neck and with their sides and without lifting them out from the ground, which that was permitted in Simchon Ches Sev Lamates and Sev Mem says the Maimon Matcha. Which edition 93 brings out what Bedeen Shavanach writes, that it's permitted to hold on to the neck of the living creature and to move them if they're necessary. The Mishnah writes, but that's not permitted only because it's tar b'lechaim, but when not mitzvah, then it's actually forbidden to do that. Dish number, which we had referenced, and he says, look at Mishpurus of Kotnun Zayim, says that I wrote that in a large house that there's a shear of tzeda, so that's what the Yeshayim is saying, that you're not allowed to trap it in your rishos. And the reason for our words is that according to the Shita, the Raya is from the Mishnah regarding Chayi Avshah B'Shusik, the Yipata, it's like Optur Mashabbos, which is awesome. Now, the Mishnah, Al Karchach, is by talking about by what's called a large enclosure, Beber Gadol. Because if not, even if it's not in his rishos, it's going to be Pata. And that's obviously in the Ramah that in such a case he's talking about. And that's the Prima Gadol, right? Even according to the Ramah, that's Machmer, that's by Chatzar Gadol. And the words of the other Shabbos and Taz are Shalei B'dik, they're not precise. Look at Morgan from the beginning of his words, he wants to explain the words of the Goyis Maimoni that says, forbidden on the Shabbos, even my baby cotton. And the ask on his words, it's contradicting it on each other. But according to his conclusion, the Goyis Maimoni is not going at all on the baby cotton, even in the beginning of his words. Now he says, you should know that the Kavan of the Ramah, to be stringent, is even by Bosnum Batan, the Goyim, by geese and by chickens, as obviously from that much look over there. Now, regarding the Ikra Alocha, if the Alocha is like Mechaba the Ramah, we wrote it on the Mishnah Brother, Chayim Pasin, like the Yeshayim here, brought in the Ramah. And the truth is, that's how it's appropriate to Paskin, because obviously there's from many Rishayim. The Rambam writes explicitly that Bosnum Batan, the Goyim, Yapata, and it's known in the Kalal that he said in Ginechel Shabbos that when he says Potter, but it's Aser rabbinically, and that's in Rambam said the Shabbos and the Raivin and the Aguda and the Rekech, even though he permits on Yom Tov Avos Matan the Gelim. But however, in Ginechel Shabbos he writes it's Aser Gitchil B'Chayiv O'Ev that's Preshusay, and Rabbi Yeruch Moshe in Ginechel Shabbos writes that Potter Balas B'Chayiv O'Ev Shabbosay, and the Reim writes like this in his Maskana, the Great Maimon in Maskana also inclined to be stringent. It's just by these last four they don't explicitly mention Avos Matan the Gelim, just Stam B'Chayiv O'Ev Shabbosay is Potter Balasa, and you could say the Mishnah told him B'Chayiv O'Ev Midbarim that grew up in his house and became domesticated. On that, Rabbi Magaza could apply by them tzed, which is not the case necessarily by geese and by chickens, where they're inherently domestic and they come to their coup in the evening. That you could say that it's like a cow and a horse, which tzed would not apply by them at all, as the Meiri writes in Perek Shemayin the name of the Yishmael Pesim, the holy that, that's the Vilna Goyim is inclined in his beer. Besides for the Rosh and Perek Tzed, and it sounds like his words, about the Goyim, they come to their coup in the evening and you have to feed them, it doesn't apply tzed at all. And he writes over there that does also that Pindabala Iter, However, from the opinion of Bala Itter, there's no raya that even on Shabbos there's no shame to say that at all, because he doesn't write his words only regarding Gumter. But many Rishonim holds that, yeah, you can make it to differentiation, so you have to look into that a little bit. Also, the Rashba writes that this part is part of Umutra, like the pin of the Rosh. But besides them, all of them are Machma, like we said, and therefore it's appropriate definitely to be Machma, like Itchil, like the pin of the most place, like we mentioned. If not in the place where the Tana Gadol is not used to like getting out from your hands, like Mishabura, name of the Chai Adam. In Divrei Maschil, the Aser B'chulu, that some say the Yeshem that's forbidden to trap Chayv Oishem B'shusa, he says, Look, Mishpurus Sivkot Nun Ches, Divrei Maschil Lotzud, when I wrote Lefiza B'chulu, etc., even if the birds were in the coop and it got open, you have to be careful not to close it, because since he's intending with this to trap them, that they shouldn't go out, that's a sound that goes up and says, Zachar Labram, Nim Machim Bracha, that his words are Lefteich, Velizgar, Lushal Tanagum B'Shabbos, is Aser. But if permitted to feed the birds that are in the coop on the day of Shabbos, Kodesh through a non-Jew, and if the non-Jew himself closes it, that would not bother by that's his words. Now it seems like that it's too much where the house is large, or that the chicken coop is in the courtyard, because if it's a small house, then you're allowed to close the chicken coop. And even if the house is large, then you could also feed them in a way that you won't open up the chicken coop totally, that they could run away. Some say that it's forbidden to trap. He says, look, Mashburu, but they what I wrote, that if it's Miskavim, the Chul, etc. The reason is, because we said that if he's miskaben achnis l'klov, if he's intended to bring him into the shikun, but only that they shouldn't cause damage in the house, maybe you could be lenient. And he said, look, ein b'alacha. So he says the reason is because it's malacha chintzik l'gufa. You don't really need this. You don't need to catch them, which most places can hold, like regardless, like Rav Shimon. Similar to what the Machamba Paskin said, Zayin, that if he's misasik, he's just busy, just that it shouldn't bite him. It's permitted. But this reason that you don't need the primary trapping. Like Rashi explained within the Gemara covers Zayin Aveis, and here also would be the same thing. So we only have Isra Bun regarding this, where they're totally lenient because that's the Mokam Ezekiel Gaz, they weren't guys in the Mokam area of damage, which is not the case over here, which just lost the Kimishbur Sibkot Lama Gimel. And also, it's something that's not really Mechuset Seida, which is it's easily trapped, which is also Midrabanan. So since it's two Drabanan, possibly you can be making up a Mokam Havasa in the situation of loss, similar to what the Masas Ben Yomim Paskin Simon Ches, that if you're concerned that they shouldn't get stolen and there's a loss, we're lenient, we're going to push the chicken into the house, which is trapping in a backhanded way, in a place that the Issa Tzedah was only Midrabanan. For example, let's say it's a custom to come back into the house, according to what I wrote, Mishabur wrote in Sibzaim in the Be'a Locha, and also the Rambam that holds in general, Locha Jinzik Lubad Yechayev. However, he agrees over there because that's not his intention at all. By Malacha Chintzik L'gufa, it's just like Masasik Alma, since his intention is only just to chase it away from him, not to trap him. You could say that something would apply over here, just like that, similar to Svar. And also, you could combine for this the opinion of the Gaon, the Paskins like Mekilin, regarding Avazim Matan Gaon, that are Erhinz Rishus, that come to the coup in the evening. However, the words of the Vilna Gaon, that the friendship between Avazim Matan Gaon and to other Chai Baiv, to be lenient regarding them, like a Tchila, because they're not Abidler Buye, says that I'm really not explained that. Like a Beirad of Chabdal, that also Avazim Matan Gaon, not Abidler Buye, and the attention that for their coup, they're not Abidler Buye. If that's the case, I'll call it other Chai Baiv, that Erhinz Rishus, totally Abidler Buye, and that's not the case, because I have the kids to be Chai Bechata, just like by Yoni Shevich, the doves of the Dovkat, which also come to their klov in the evening, and even so, you can be chayiv when you trap them for this reason. It says tzarchi, you have to look into that. But the ikar halacha of the Vilna Gaon, that the friendship between Avazim Tan and Gaon, another chayiv shabbos, that says that we find meiri and name certain rishonim the holy, that the friendship between the domestic and wild that grew up in the house and became domesticated, and he has to verify the sugya that we mentioned according to their shita. However, by new birds that are not accustomed to come to the house, says the halacha, that would seem that one has to be careful regarding this in all situations, because there, if you bring them into the chicken coop, which is a narrow area to protect them, they don't go out. That's to say that they're ice, according to what the Chayim write, that by that Shaykh said that right. So if that's the case, even you bring them in, only they shouldn't cause harm, which is a Malacha Shinzik L'Gufa. There's at least an Isra Rabban according to most places that they hold a Masasi that it shouldn't bite the Mekud Malacha Shinzik L'Gufa. Look later on what we write regarding the Halacha Chayim, and it would mean Nafkamin also regarding this. The Masa Chayim Oish B'Shusa, which is said, you know, chap Chayim Oish that's in his Rishus according to the Yashayim. Now, this Halacha that we wrote in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Ches regarding buying a new bird, etc. So this halacha was first introduced by the Baal Masa Ben Yomim. And after him, you have all the achrayim from this, that the Gemara answered Beit HaChavdal, that therefore by Abbas and Tanagam, because of Teda, that even though that they tell them, like, Havim Metzud and Sedan, let's bring the traps and trap it, because they come to the chikub in the evening. What the mitzvah say is that they come by themselves, and therefore it's easy to catch them, therefore they're like already caught. as Rashi explains over there. And even if you trap him on the outside, and this is where he brings his halacha, that if the bird's not yet accustomed in the house, and he's not going to come to the coup in the evening, that it would apply as a tzeda, that when you trap it on the outside, because if you trap it on the inside, that would depend if it's a big house or a small house. No, according to this, if he doesn't have a coup in his house for the chickens, and the house is big, but you cannot get in one jump, if that's the case, the melo, they're not being trapped over there. And even by a bird which is accustomed to come to this house, would be applied tzeda d'oraisa when you trap on the outside. And for the inside of the house, I didn't describe, because it's possible that since it's inside the house, even if it's a large house, which in general would apply a shim tzeda, you cannot say havim tzeda, because since it's accustomed in it, it's possible that it's easy to catch him there like that. And the question of the Gemara in the beginning was not only on what it sounds like that from the stomach of the b'risa, that even the trap on the outside can be potter. And it says, it's to say that the b'risa is toma dafka by someone that has a chicken coop in the house. And moreover, how could the Gemara paskin and say, honey, bon the kuban, etc., to say, you should say, hachamai skin, because bon the kuban, the Arab. That's specifically that type of case. And also, a cat will prove, that's not like the b'risa that has a locha of chayva or shabashutsa, if it was domesticated in this house and became domesticated. But a cat in our places, which you don't usually make a coup, that you reject. The Gemara of the Gemara is according to what is a custom on his own to come to the house in the evening. That's not included in Mechuset Teda. And this is a chluvan, it's just something that's common. But every chayva if Shabbos are included in this, even though it doesn't have an actual cage for them in this house. This is Rashi explained to them, Nechlu Tafsin Sham, love Dafka because it's in the cage. Same thing would be when they come to the house, which is accustomed to it, it's easy to catch it, it's not included in Mechuset Teda, and that's the reason why the Mishnah Paskin's chayva if Shabbos Shusay Apata, and doesn't differentiate between if it has a chluv for them or not. And this, the Gemara's bother within the beginning, Ivar Rezim Matan Degoylin, that was on what the Brice was exempting when it's trapped on the outside, like we were in the beginning. And also, Chay Adam doesn't mention, but only the condition that it has to come back to the house in the evening. He said, also, you should know that if you buy a new bird and it's not yet accustomed to come and go in the house because you didn't let it go outside, and if it goes out of the house, it's not going to know how to come back on its own. It's only when it's in the house that's accustomed to go to the cage in the evening. Says the Be'er Halacha, it seems to me obviously that in the house has a locha of chay b'risa b'shusay, and it does not have a tzeda d'oraisa. But if it happens that it goes outside, it has a locha like all other new birds which are not accustomed yet to come into the house. Says also, he said, I say to bring over here what's asked in the Sefer Chemin Moshe on the words of Masa B'Yam in the Magen Avraham regarding a new bird. The words of Chemin Moshe over there are that this the Magen Avraham writes that when you buy it from new and it's not a custom, he says, it doesn't appear to me at all. Because they still come to the coup in the evening and the food is on you. And if they're not going to come to the coup, they're going to come to some other one. So me, it appears that it's not difficult at all on the Masa B'Yam Magen Avraham says the Be'er Halacha, because they also agree that if you buy a new bird by someone in town, very close, that's not say the d'oraisa for whoever's going to trap it when it's on the outside. Because even though it's not accustomed to come to the new house, al-kapanim is accustomed to come to the old coup if you're going to leave it. And it's like it's already trapped. He says, you should know that you think that the halacha, the Mishnah, the chayva shebishut depati is talking about dafka when the balabais catch him and not someone else. That's not true. Most definitely, that since the chayva if that's in the rishus of whatever person is like trapped, so there's no matzah d'oraisa for everybody. And they're not minimizing from this only like a shur shamara that rebels. And that's obviously what the Lord Lashon the Yerushalmi in Perek Shemen Shratzim on the Mishnah of Chayv Ha'ot Shabashus, they've been trapping in Mipater, Lo Emer Le'Bashem Bashus Adam, and the possession of a person, but a man shows out. I remember Yesi saw them, and this tells us Shoshim Arad, and the ox rebels, be trapped on Shabbos, you can Michayev. And even though they say when the Mesechus Bei the Dafka when the food is on him, what the Gemara means to say is that since this is a type of species that a person has to feed, so it's domesticated and it's like an animal. Look around in the Rashi, and there was not it doesn't apply to say that if that's the case, the Be'alachi rose in our situation, even though he boarded from someone else, but still it's like already trapped because it has a place where it's accustomed to go in the evening, and if you trap it now on the outside, the first owner, so he'd be part of, even though someone else bought it from him, if that's the case, so to the second owner and any person. And I'm not talking about only if you bought it somewhere distant where it doesn't recognize its first place to go on its own. Says, I wrote this all to awaken the heart of those who are looking into this and still not clear in practice. Says, what bothers me, says, according to the Achrim of Machadish, this halacha, why did the Tesef and Perek Gimel of Shabbos have to differentiate between Abadu Tanagon and Yoni Shavuch in Aliyah, to differentiate in Abadu Tanagon itself, between those that are accustomed to gum on their own and those that are new? So this is the halacha. What you could say is that it's more convenient to let us know the Chiddush of Yoni Shavuch, that even them also, they come to the chicken coop in the evening, I think what it says in Be'ah, and even so, you can be Chayiv, and that's why we make the differentiation for that Chiddush of the Yoni Shavuch. Some of the deer shoes. The issue 91. B'mokum tzar b'lechayim, and the concern of laws, Chaznish writes that you can be lenient And you can bring the bird into the house, because even the stringent ones, they don't make it forbidden only Rabbanan. However, it's possible. Wait till nighttime, one should not be named regarding this. And that's how it's written in his name, regarding an injured chicken that the other chickens are pecking at it. You have to, because they might kill it. That it's not possible to wait till Matzah Shabbos, and it's in an offense in Iriam, and it comes back at night to the house, you're allowed to trap it if it's not possible to do this through a non-Jew. Now, even in a situation where there's concern of loss, but there's no Tzar Bal Chaim, or there's Tzar Bal Chaim, no loss, this girl holds that it's logical that the Chazon Ish permitted such a trapping, and that's how Chaim Hezki is inclined, and that's how it's brought in Sefer Menuchah Nechayna, and then the Chazon Ish regarding Issa Tiltal of Muktzah by pushing the chicken from behind, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and Zimish and Chesed Mem. One could be lenient, Markim Tzar Bal Chaim, or in place of a Chazon Kiss of a loss of money. This is number 92. If someone's not sure if the chicken already is accustomed in the house, the Ksesser Shachan writes that if the house is big, L'chayra, it's permitted for him to close the door of the house so that the thieves don't come in, because since it's not intending to trap the bird, and it's a Suffolk Pesik Reish, but it's Drabbanan, so it's possible that, because it's already possible that it's already accustomed in the house. This is number 93 and 994. Pitachaz Nish, if that. If someone is particular to fill up his body, the entry of the doorway, so there's a lot of close the door afterwards, the door, and that's not considered as trapping. So Sefer Shulchan writes that it's possible that to make double doors and to be particular regarding this, that when you open up one door, second door remains closed, and through that, the living creature will remain trapped all the time. So again, either like you never really open the door because you took up the whole space of the door, or you have two doors. However, the Bialacha, previously in Simvav, he wrote that it's permitted to open up the door and then to close it in a place where the Issa Tzedes Olam Rabbanan, when the animal is already trapped once before. Just number 95, regarding Shluch HaKen on Shabbos. Chivas Chassam Sefer writes, according to the Rambam, that you have to hold the bird with its wings and then afterwards send it away. If you grab it in a place where it's lacking trapping, the one who sends it away is Chayav HaChatzis, because since holding with the hand is considered Malacha that Atzrich LeGufo, because that's the mitzvah, to trap the bird with your hands and then to send it away. Chivas HaTzvi writes that since he has no need for the bird and he's not trapping only because of the Kiyum Mitzvah, the grabbing is actually considered Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufo, and you'd be Pata from HaChatzis. This is number 96. Similar to what the Be'er Halacha wrote, that since the Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufo possibly could be leaned in Malkum Hefsid, sounds like from the Be'er Halacha later on, Simishim Mem Tess, if hey, the Ramaskal Bechalib Karmel is, that one could permit a Shvus to Shvus, but Malkum Mitzvah, even through a Yisrael, even through a Jew. From the words of Chazon Ish, it seems that he agrees to what he's saying. That's a Brotan Hagoy's Chach B'Shalim, and that's the Shvus Igris Moshe hold. Another in the Prima Godim, Simishim Zayn writes, that seems not to permit this, however, later on, Simishim Chafei writes that it's permitted. Shin Halacha points out that from the word, understanding of the words of the Gemara in Erban, that Samachesim and Alphan, Beseis of Simishim Zayn, it seems that a Shvus to Shvus is not permitted only through a non Jew, because a Jew is not doing action, only words, which is not the case by Shvus to Shvus through Yisrael, where the Jew is doing action, and he writes that it seems that the Be'er Halacha also, but he is not sure about this. Now, even though the Magen Ram writes in Nim Naran that it's Chamed Issam, Allah Hashem Zich Leguf, more than all other Yisrael Rabbanan, and not permitted by Shvus to Shvus, as Burton Sharatzin later on Simshin Shem Lamadal Sipkot and Zain. However, it seems that the Iker Pin Sharatzin there is not like that, and like the Mashmois of his words over here, that's Burton Mishnah Brewer and Simshin Beis and Sharatzin over there, Mishnah Brewer later on Simshin Mem. That sounds like the Chazon Ish. However, in the place, it's possible to tell a non Jew to do the Maisa with a Shinui, but Allah writes later on Simshin Mem that it's appropriate to do that, since according to Rambam, Allah Hashem Zich Leguf is an Isser Midday Raisa. Tradition number 102, it sounds like that a cat that grows in the house, that it lives in the house, it rabbinically forbidden to trap, and that's how Brutna Archa Shulchan. Ben Ashchai writes that in a place where cats are common in the houses, then it's forbidden to close doors of the room that the cat is until you take it out from there. Now, however, to whistle to a cat with his mouth, so that with her mouth, that so that it enters into the house because it's a custom, Archa Shulchan writes that that's permitted. Moreover, cats in our times that are common in people's houses, from this girl's holes that has a look like behema, there's no issue to say, and that's also his opinion over there regarding dogs, that these are all normal things that people have in their houses. These are not going to be any violations of tzedah. These are normal types of creatures that we have in our homes.